when I was involved in the far right, my friendships really did change a lot, if I'm honest with you. So before I got involved in the far right, I had a solid group of friends. They was a lot academically better than me. They was all in the top higher sets and, predicted to get all these A stars and A's and things like that, which they did do, to be fair to them. But I wasn't like them. I wasn't really academically smart, but I was still welcomed in the friendship group. And our friendship really did build around football. Pretty much every day after school, we'd go down to a local park and play some football. Or, on a Friday, pretty much all of the friendship group would meet up and play football on a Friday evening after school. And we was very much centered around playing football during the daytime anyway, and then we'd often hop on the Xbox at night. But once I got involved in the far right, that really did change a lot. So as you will know if you've listened to previous podcasts, the way that I got involved in the far right was after the sort of in school, when the groups get sorted into their academic sets, I was moved away from a lot of my friends as they was all, these really high achieving students and I wasn't. So I got put in pretty much different classes than them. I wasn't with any of them in any classes. And that's where I met the person that introduced me to the far right. So naturally, the friendship started to distance a little bit anyway, but once I got involved in the far right, it completely changed. Now, there was the odd few. There was, a handful of people, people that I can count on one hand that stuck by me. And to those people, I'll be forever grateful. And, that's something that I'll never forget. But, quite understandably, to be fair, a lot of the people that I did used to play football with, they sort of distanced themselves from me, which, you know what, I'm not mad at them for doing. I was a very hateful person at the time. I was a very aggressive person. I was a very angry person. And I wasn't a nice person to be around. So, I do totally understand them distancing themselves for the time that they did. The handful of people that did stick by me, they never supported my views in any way. In fact, I would often have quite lengthy arguments with one of my, all-time best friends, about the far right. He was very much into politics. He was very knowledgeable on it, so he knew what the far right was. And we'd often have a back and forth arguments. It would never get too nasty. We'd always end it on a joke, and we'd always, just have a laugh with each other afterwards. But we did have a number of clashes about my political views at the time. And if I'm honest with you, this one friend in particular, who to this day remains one of my best friends, he did see me at my worst of times. He see me when I was saying completely outrageous things that even I didn't mean, that I was just trying to say to him to get a shock reaction. Things that was horrifically racist. And he stuck by me for everything, and he still sticks by me to this day. So, I'm sure he'll be listening to this. He'll know who he is, and all the respect to in the world goes out to you for doing that. But in terms of when I left the far right, a lot of those friends that I did previously play football with eventually did come back. This was a couple of years down the line. It was probably a good 2 years after I left that I started to get sort of reintroduced back into this friendship group. Again, funnily enough, it was centered around football. It was the 2021 Euros, which I sort of started to get reintroduced into the friendship group again. So it's only recently, it's only in the last 18 months that I've really started to become friends with these guys again. And I think they are still a little bit reserved about me to this day, which is understandable. They do question a lot of things I say, which is understandable. I was a very nasty person for a very long time. I am welcomed in the friendship group, by the way. I'm not like talking badly on them or anything like that, but you can definitely tell that I'm not 100% trusted yet, which is understandable. But we continue to meet up for a drink. We'll go out for a beer. We play football to this day. Funnily enough, we do still continue to play football and watch football. We always have banter about the different teams that we support. And we do meet up fairly regularly now, so I do feel like I'm welcome back in the group. These definitely I definitely don't feel unwelcome or anything like that. But there's still a lot of trust to be built, which is understandable because for what, 4 years almost, I was involved in this racist organization. I was going down a bad path in life for a very long time. It's understandable that they're going to question me. But I have also built new friendships away from the far right, people that I didn't really know when I was involved in the far right. And I continue to have really good friendships with them. They found out about my past, and very fortunately for me, they have no judgment, and they don't hold anything against me for the person I used to be when I was a teenager. So yeah, that's how my friendships really changed. So, I'm definitely welcome back in my old group again. I definitely feel part of the group. I do feel like they are a little still. I'm not still 100% trusted, but that will definitely come in time. And even over the last 18 months, you can see how much of trust has been built between me and this friendship group. Certain people I'm closer to than others, which is like any friendship group. But overall, I'd definitely say that my friendships have grown stronger since leaving the far right, and they continue to build stronger as time goes on. So if you are listening to this and you are involved in the far right, it's not the end of the world. You've not lost your friends forever. You just have to continue to show that you are a good person. Oh, this is if you've left the far right, by the way. If you are a former far right member and you are worried about rebuilding those friendships that you did severed, you're worried about rebuilding them bridges that you once burnt, those bridges will get rebuilt. I can guarantee you that. It will take time. You have to build solid foundations and then build from there, really. And that's something that I've done. I've built those solid foundations, and now I'm continuing to build this bridge back. And there's definitely certain things that can go wrong. You can make a joke which is a little bit risky, and people can look at you and go, "Oh, is he being serious about that? Does he really have controversial views?" When in reality, it was just a little bit of an edgy joke. But it's about getting people to know the person you are now. You'll know this if you're a former far right member. You change a lot as a person, your character changes a lot, and it's about them understanding that. It's about them understanding that you've changed. You are essentially a new person now, and that takes a while. And some people may never understand it. Some people may never understand that you've changed. There's definitely some friendships that I know I'll never get back, but if they're not willing to understand the person that I am now, and they're not willing to give me a chance to prove that I've changed, you got to really question, are they the friends for you? Do they really care about you as a person? Did they ever really want to give you a chance in the first place? So I'd definitely say for your true friends, they will return. It can take some time to rebuild those bridges, as I've already mentioned, but those bridges will be rebuilt with solid foundations and building from there. So if you listen to this and you are a far right member and you want some help getting out, please do feel free to message us at Exit Hate. You can find us on Facebook, on pretty much every major social media platform, or you could give us a call on 0800 999 1945. We'll always be here, we'll always be available to you. If you can't get through to us in the moment, just leave a message and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. So yeah, I mean, unless you want to check out our websites and things like that, that's all I really have to say on this. And just thank you guys for listening. And as always with Exit Hate, there's no judgment, just support.